Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States you have me, your host, Scott Steinkirchner, preaching, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, with a preaching I'm calling Befriend Your Fear. The reading is from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus told his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly, I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." And thus ends the reading. Take up your cross and follow me. Why? It is true, Jesus is doing that for himself, and if we want to be his followers, we have to be like him. Do we have to be crucified literally? No, but some will. But for us to take up our cross, our cross is that thing we fear that could go wrong. This could go horribly wrong. How bad could it be? Well, ultimately, you could be crucified, die horribly because of this. That's a very real possibility, a very real fear. It still happens in our world today. There are places where Christians are persecuted still today. And we take up our fear, lest our fear take us over. If we try to keep away from it, run away from it, then our fear controls us. But we are to take up our cross, befriend that fear, put it in our pocket, and take it with us, so that we can follow Jesus as he confronts a world of evil to change it. We follow Jesus in helping to make the world a better place, particularly for those who live in fear of so many things, of so many others who are dying on so many crosses in so many ways. God is trying to change that. And so following Jesus is being part of the solution. And we hold with us our fear, keep it in our pocket, keep it close to us, and use that fear to help motivate us, to help the people who face that fear every day. Holding on to our fear, befriending it, can give us the energy, the motivation to help those who live in fear, to help those who are facing what we might be facing as well, and do something about it. That's the following Jesus part. So we don't follow pretending it'll just be fine in the end. Ultimately, but our worst fear might come to be, and it is coming to be for someone today. So let our fear help us do something about that, to help others who live in fear, to help God transform the world. Pick up our cross, befriend our fear, and follow Jesus to make the world a better place. Amen.